From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi, good afternoon. Please stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we consider the Word of God and as we listen to some sacred music. We have been looking at John chapter 4. We're now arriving at the moment where the woman who came to the stranger at the well left her water pot behind and fled back to Sychar, her hometown, to tell the people about Jesus. I pray that today, as you hear this word, you'll want to tell others about Jesus. I pray that He'll become your very best friend. He is the friend, the Bible says, who sticketh closer than a brother. That's what that lady discovered that hot, dry April evening. Before we come to read some verses from John chapter 4, please listen to Mildred Rainey singing the words of "The Lord is My Shepherd."
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me, the quiet waters by. My soul He doth restore again, and me to walk doth make. Within the path of righteousness, Him for His own name's sake. Yea, death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for Thou art with me, and Thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table Thou
afternoon. We're going to read some verses from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 28, 29, and 30. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came unto Him. We know that God will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. The woman came along the dry, dusty road on a warm evening in early spring, preoccupied with one possession, her water pot. Her footprints etched the sand all the way to Jacob's ancient well. There she gradually forgot about her water pot as she listened to the words of Jesus Christ, who waited by that well for her arrival. He gently opened up her heart until she became enthralled with the knowledge that this Jewish stranger who took such an interest in her life was in fact the Messiah. She was a Samaritan, and although her faith was distinct from the practices of the ancient Jews, her people too longed for the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Deliverer. Her heart was opened, and hope filled her mind with intense joy when this most intriguing Jewish stranger announced, "I that speak unto thee am he." It was a personal introduction to Jesus Christ that changed the course of her life. So it is today. Christianity is about knowing Christ. When we come to know Jesus personally as Lord and Savior, our hearts are opened. Do you know Christ today? As a consequence of this knowledge, the transformation wrought upon this lady was astonishing. She left her water pot behind and with haste made her way back to the town of Sychar, where she lived. Let us this afternoon think about this woman leaving her water pot behind. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. When a person becomes a Christian, that individual receives a totally new life. He or she becomes a new creation, a new person. The Bible likens it to a birth, the new birth. Therefore, Christ said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." When a child is born, dozens of changes take place within that little one's body. The eyes become adjusted to the light. The body adapts to a considerably lower temperature. The infant's blood no longer flows through the umbilical cord. A valve in the heart is closed permanently, and the lungs are instantly filled with air. These are a few of the miraculous changes we all underwent in a few seconds when we were born. When a person is born again, changes will take place in that person's life. These changes will be evident, they will be manifest. It is evident when a child has been born into a family, when a person receives new life in Christ, that is a fact that will not be hidden. This woman had new life, and instantly she left her water pot. She embraced a new priority. No longer did the drawing of natural water, important though that was, take her interest that day. Suddenly she was consumed with this living water that she had received. This was water which nourished and refreshed her soul. The leaving of the water pot behind represented a reversal of her priorities. Where do your priorities rest today? Are you consumed with the drawing of natural water? And for you, natural water means the accumulation of wealth, the business, the career, the investments, the accounting, the income and the expenditure are the sum total of your passions. All else revolves around the drawing of money. Money is important. Life in our modern society would be impossible without some attention being given to it. Yet for the Christian there is a greater priority. Christ said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." Consider your soul. Examine yourself in the light of the question, where will you spend eternity? Are you bound for heaven or hell? Consider the question, what will you do with Jesus, which is called Christ? What have you done with him? These are more vital priorities. Therefore, I would encourage you to take stock and reorder your affairs by placing faith at the head of your priorities. Leave that water pot behind. She also embraced a new insight. Leaving the water pot, this lady retraced her steps home to the town of Sychar. There she sought out the men in order that she might win their souls, as her soul too had been won. In meeting Christ, she had a new insight into the lives of others. She pitied people as lost souls who needed this Messiah, and she wanted to do what she could to help them. A Christian is one who has an interest in the souls of others. Those who are listening to my voice today who are saved, oh, listen to the words of Christ, "Be ye witnesses." He, the Savior, was seated by the well. He could have gone himself, but he chose to send this lady. The Lord chooses to send his people out into this world to be winners of precious souls. The woman went home. Some professing Christians show an interest in the souls of people far away, but they do not appear to have a concern for those in their own family. Yes, it is important to have an interest in missionary work, but it is more important to have an interest in our nearest and dearest. If you win only your family for Jesus, then you will have done a great work. Pay attention to that, dear believer. This woman had received a new friend. She told the men of Sychar about Christ. "Come see a man," she said. He was her friend. What a wonderful friend Jesus is. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. A Christian owns Christ. A Christian is proud of Christ. A Christian therefore confesses Christ. Nicodemus was a well-educated, respectable Jew who came to Jesus under the cover of darkness. He heard remarkable words, but at that time he did not confess Christ. There was no evidence of his conversion. He knew about Jesus. He knew the teachings of Jesus, but yet he did not know Jesus as his friend. It is different with this woman, so very different. She was a simple country lady, but she knew Christ. He was alive there in her heart. Therefore, she wanted to tell others about him. Paul said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Romans 10:9. Sharing Christ is not about extolling the beliefs and doctrines of a denomination. It is about sharing the living personal relationship we enjoy with Jesus Christ. Have you got a personal relationship with Jesus today? This woman, ultimately, had a new purpose. She came to these men, offering them hope. She said, "Come!" And the people responded by coming out of Sychar to meet with this man called Jesus. This is the message of the gospel. This is my purpose today. This is why these programs are broadcast these Wednesday afternoons. I invite you to come and meet my friend, Jesus Christ. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 28:6, there was an invitation to come and see the place where the Lord lay. The tomb is empty. He is alive. This is the word of the gospel. There is a gracious invitation. Come. Come because Jesus says come. Come because the tomb is empty and my Jesus is alive. Come because this is the work of the church through the centuries until Christ returns. Come. 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 Today I invite you to come. Trust Christ. Rest upon him. Confess your sins. Repent of your sins. Receive Jesus as Savior. And you shall know and enjoy eternal life. And you shall know perfect peace and freedom. Oh, will you not come and meet Jesus today? I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.